The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The Couple Next Door is brought to you today in part by Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub and Carter's Little Liver Pills. Do you remember? How long has it been since you've really felt like dancing? What's stopping you? Minor pains of arthritis or rheumatism? Then it's time to massage in new Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub. Its major active ingredients really promote a warm, soothing effect within 30 seconds. You'll see the Deep Heat Rub is absorbed by the skin. For effective temporary relief from the minor pains of arthritis or rheumatism, use greaseless, stainless new Mentholatum Deep Heat Rub.
This is certainly true, dear. Article in this magazine. The title of it is Your Guest Room Inviting? And then it goes on to say how most people's guest rooms are so uncomfortable and just don't look lived in. That's certainly true, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
It says, guest rooms have a tendency to be filled with odds and ends, sort of a storeroom for lamps, vases, pictures, and furniture you don't want in the rest of the house, but don't want to throw away. Sounds like ours.
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen to this. Just to see what your guests have to put up with, why not try spending the night in your own guest room? Well, that's an idea, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all it's going to be, too.
Oh, honey, why don't we?
Look, to begin with, I'm used to my own bed. I like the mattress.
Well, it might be fun.
Look, here. I am not spending the night in our guest room. I think it's an absolutely idiotic idea.
It's a wonderful idea. Do you realize how many times we've had guests and we haven't been able to figure out what they're doing there?
What do you mean by that?
Every single guest has always pounded something, and then it sounds like some sort of grumbling, and then they hit something, and we've never known what it was.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay. Tonight, we spend the night in our guest room.
The miracle of your liver bile. It is a medical fact that liver bile emulsifies fat, actually breaks down fatty solids to form a smooth, easy-flowing mix.
In your body, too, liver bile helps break down fat. Many favorite foods reach the digestive tract as undigested fatty solids. Your liver bile helps break down this fat for easier digestion.
And Carter's Little Liver Pills is the only laxative with proof, clinical proof, that it improves liver bile flow while it relieves irregularity.
Remember, your golden liver bile emulsifies fatty solids in your digestive tract, breaks them down for easier digestion.
So for sluggish, headachy, nervous irregularity, get Carter's and stimulate bile flow while relieving irregularity. Carter's Little Liver Pills, only 54 cents.
Well, so this is our guest room.
Good night. Oh, we're fine. We have everything. Thank you.
Who are you talking to?
I'm pretending we're guests. Oh, you know, this is going to be kind of fun, dear, really.
Frankly, I still think it's kind of a silly idea when we've got a perfectly good bedroom and a bed that we're used to.
Uh-oh.
Why?
No hangers.
Huh?
No. I've got that clothes bag hanging in here with my evening dresses inside it, but no loose hangers. Oh, yes. Here's one, a wire one. Look at it, all pulled out of shape.
Well, I don't know how many times I've said we should buy a lot of good wooden hangers.
I know, but it's just something you always forget. Well, now, supposing we were guests. There's nothing to hang my dress on or your suit coat.
Well, then you just open the guest room door and yell for your hostess and ask for some hangers.
Well, it's sort of embarrassing. You don't like to yell at your host and hostess when you've all said goodnight. They might be already asleep.
Well, if they are, they must have just flopped down in the hall.
What?
Well, they've hardly had time to get to bed and sleep yet.
Well, anyhow, I must put some hangers in here.
What is that?
Now, suitcase.
Suitcase?
Certainly. we're going to do this, let's do it right. Might as well pretend we are guests. I put in pajamas and nightie and toothbrushes and your razor and a clean shirt for morning for you.
Oh, honey, come on. Let's not overdo this.
Tonight, we are guests in our own guest room. Now, all the beds are made up fresh. I don't think I have any heavy blankets on them, though. Let me see. What's the matter? What are you looking at?
The wallpaper. You know, I never realized it was so awful.
It isn't very pretty, is it?
Pretty? It's terrible. How'd we ever pick this?
Well, we thought we should get something that was rather innocuous. You know, something conservative that wouldn't offend anybody.
Well, by gosh, it's certainly conservative. It's about the dullest wallpaper I've ever seen. What are those things on it? Look like crayfish.
You act as though you'd never seen it before, dear.
Well, I don't know when I was last in the guest room. I never have any reason to come in here.
Maybe we better paper this again this spring.
Yeah, I think we ought to. You know, I could do this room myself. I could.
If you don't mind, I'd just as soon let a wallpaper man do it.
Why?
No. I've had experience with you before, putting up wallpaper, and I tell you, life's too short.
Oh, well, it's fun. What are these pictures we have on the wall?
Oh, that's your great-aunt Sarah, I think her name was. Her husband, Randolph, I believe, and that's their five children.
I never heard of them. Where'd we get it?
Your mother gave it to us. She thought you'd like to have it. And I didn't want to hang it in the living room.
Boy, they certainly all look gloomy. Where did we get this one, The Vanishing American?
Is that the one with the Indian on the horse?
Yeah.
Somebody gave that to me when I was in high school, and I just hung it up. We needed a picture on that wall.
Boy, I never realized before what a depressing room this is.
Look at the way I hung the mirror up over the dresser. Too low. All you can see is your chest and up to your mouth. Just cuts off the top of your head. Look. All our guests have had to stoop down to see anything. Honey.
By golly, this is a crayfish.
Huh?
The wallpaper. This design is a crayfish.
Oh, no. Isn't it a basket of fruit?
They are crayfish.
You mean crawfish.
Crayfish.
Oh, we always said crawfish.
Well, crayfish, crawfish, but... By jumping Jupiter, that's what these things are on that wallpaper. Look, they're crayfishes.
Oh,
look,
no, come here, they're look. They're not either.
Get up close. Those are little legs, and then, the pinchers, look.
Why, isn't that funny? When crayfish. We picked this paper out, I thought it was a little basket of fruit with leaves sticking out or
no,
something.
No, they're legs.
Yes, why, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Imagine our guests lying here looking at the wallpaper. They must have all thought we were crazy to pick anything like this. Listen, I remember I got this out of a book of patterns designed especially for guest rooms.
Well, all I can say is the designer had a magnificent sense of humor.
I don't think it's so funny. This room's going to have to be done over. Well, let's get to bed.
I'm going to take a shower.
There's no shower in our guest bathroom. You'll have to take a bath there.
Oh, I'll go in ours.
No, now let's do this right. Use the guest bathroom. And you know, it seems to me there is something that doesn't work right in our guest bathroom, and we've been meaning to get fixed. A faucet or a handle?
Well, we'll soon know.
All right, now get into bed and stop fussing about it. I told you there was something I thought needed fixing.
Have you ever tried to take a bath with your big toe up in the air, holding down a lever so the water didn't all drain out?
I will call the plumber tomorrow.
Yeah.
Point is, I like to wait until there's several things that need fixing so we can do it all in one trip. They charge so much, you know.
Well, you better call him. What? Huh?
I was thinking of our guests taking baths.
Oh, dear.
God.
You know, this is a terrible mattress.
Oh, what a time they must... Oh, you're used to a harder mattress now. These aren't bad. I hated to throw them out, you know.
Yeah, well, now, let me see. What's the bedside literature we offer our guests? Stories of the great operas. Complete works of William Shakespeare in one volume. For Pete's sakes, what are you trying to do, show off?
Well, you certainly want to put decent literature in your guest rooms, and classics are always good.
Well, they're not good for guests. They want light reading, you know, detective stories, cartoons and things. Look at this, collection of world-famous short stories, 432 pages. And the print's so tiny you couldn't read it without a magnifying glass.
It says bedside collection. It's put out for guest rooms.
It weighs a ton. How could anybody read that thing in bed? This thing propped up on his stomach, he'd go through to the floor.
Oh, stop it, dear.
Well, we better
really.
Get some different books in here.
Turn off the light. You're not going to read anyhow, are you?
40-watt bulb you got in here.
Oh, really? Well, I'll put a different one in. Got quite a list of things to change for our guest room, I guess. You going to open a window?
Oh, yeah. Getting out of that bed's like trying to get out of a hammock.
Oh, it's not that bad. And pull the shade down on that window, too. The streetlight shines right in on me.
Yep. What the heck?
Dear. Pull the shade down, too, dear.
Yeah.
Maybe it's locked.
No, it's not locked. It just doesn't open it. All right. If It's so funny you come and open it yourself.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at that. That's the noise.
What?
When we've had guests and we've gone to bed and we've heard pounding and grumbling, we've always wondered what it was. That must be it trying to get the window open.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not so darn funny. Nobody wants to sleep without air. Wait a minute, I'll try this other one.
I don't want this one open, dear.
Why?
Well, it's right on our head. I mean, we'd have a terrible draft blowing right on us. Now, 1 foot away all night long.
Yeah. Say, does something smell of mothballs around here?
Yes, dear, the blankets.
Well, do you have to use those things?
Well, do you want moths?
Yes, yes, I think so. I'd rather have moths. Well, we're certainly going to have a window open, I'll tell you that. Ah!
There's a draft right on our head.
Well, I gotta have air.
We'll both catch colds.
Well, look, you don't get colds from cold air.
I do.
Colds come from germs.
I get colds from drafts.
Look, that is nonsense. It's well known that men on polar expeditions never catch cold, even when it's 50 below zero. Why?
Because there are no germs.
And if I went to the South Pole, I would catch cold.
No, dear, you would not.
Well, when the South Pole is open for weekend excursions, I'll go down there and catch a cold just to prove it to you.
It wouldn't prove a thing. If you got a cold at the South Pole, it would mean that you had taken the germs with you.
Close the window, please.
Look, I cannot sleep without air.
Well, I cannot sleep in a draft.
I make a motion we leave immediately for our own room.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried. Let's go.
All right, come on. Come on, dear. Never mind the wallpaper.
They are. By gosh, those are crayfish.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. There's never any need to stop strangers on the street to ask for these directions, because CBS Radio keeps you within smiling distance of such top-flight entertainers as Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, Rusty Draper, and all of their talented friends. If you enjoy a good laugh, you'll want to hear them all regularly, since every one of them is a past master at the arts of wit and humor. For good measure, they make it a point to bring you songs of good cheer, too. A few hours from now, CBS Radio's Amos and Andy Music Hall, our Robert Q. Lewis show, and the tuneful Rusty Draper show will be coming your way on most of these same stations. Get in on the fun as often as you can. Enjoy the music and merriment Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, Rusty Draper, and their friends offer to the full. Hear them regularly right here on CBS Radio, where you're always within listening distance of the leading entertainers of the day.
Good night, darling.
Good night.
Oh, it feels good to be back in my own bed. Come on, turn off the light.
Well, I'm just making some notes so I won't forget to change things in our guest room. Really was a wonderful idea, wasn't it?
I got a better one.
What?
Leave the room just as it is.
Leave it?
Certainly. Look, hasn't it occurred to you by this time why guest rooms aren't the last word in perfect comfort?
What do you mean?
Listen, we both got plenty of relatives and summer vacation friends who stay just a little too long now. How long would they stay if the room was really comfortable?
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, now, dear.
My cousin George, who is always out of work and just loves to drop in.
Oh,
your
yes.
Aunt Gladys, who drives you crazy when she's only been here 2 days.
2 hours. Well, even so, dear, we have to be hospitable.
In fact, if we make any changes, I suggest that we nail the window shut and fix the faucet so it drips constant. Constantly, you know, that plop, plop, plop when you're trying to go to sleep.
You go to sleep. Good night, honey.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch, stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce, and is produced by Walter Hart.